Lord, I just want to thank you. 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 I want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to me. Lord, I just want to thank you. 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 I want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to me. You were water when I was thirsty, food when I was hungry. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to me. Lord, I just want to thank you. 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 I want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to me, so good to me, so good to me, so good to me. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. I want to thank you for your love. I want to thank you for your kindness. I want to thank you for your mercy. I want to thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor for allowing us to see another day. I know that wasn't a typical beginning prayer song, but God, my heart and my soul was just crying out this morning that, Lord, I just want to thank you. You've been so good to me. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. And God, you're worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory and worthy of the adoration. God, I'm not looking for anything from you this morning, but my heart and my mind is set on lifting up your name, for thanking you, God, for all that you've done, all of the doors that you've opened, all of the doors that you've closed, all of the ways that you made. God, I just want to say thank you for being a shelter in the time of storm, God. Thank you, God, for being a cold, oh God, when I didn't have any, God. Thank you for being my peace, God, when I did not have any peace, God. Thank you for being my joy, Lord, when I did not have any joy. God, you have been everything that I've needed and more, and I know for everyone that's on this call this morning, God, we can't help but to give you thanks, God, because you have done so many things. You've been so good to me, Lord. You've been greater to me, God, than anything else in this world. And so, God, I thank you this morning for another chance, another opportunity to come before your presence, God, with singing, to come before your presence with praise, God. Praise is always comely for the upright, God. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, O Most High. God, scripture after scripture, God, declared of God that I will bless the Lord, or that praise, O God, is good for your people, God. Because praise, God, takes our thoughts and our minds off of our situations. And God, put our minds squarely on you. And when we put our minds squarely on you, You said you'll keep us in perfect peace, God, if we can just keep our minds stayed on you. And so, God, with thanksgiving, God, we come before your presence this morning to sing of your goodness, God, to declare of your greatness, Lord, to magnify you, to glorify you, because you are such an awesome God. Thank you for the air that I breathe this morning, because, God, you are the very air that I breathe. You are the reason that I move and have my very being, God. Thank you for allowing me to rise this morning with my right mind. Thank you, oh God, for a mind to serve you. Thank you for a mind not to give up, God. Thank you for a mind to continue to press on, God. Thank you for a mind, oh God, that's determined, oh God, to walk with you, God. Thank you for a mind that does not want to allow sin to have its way. Thank you, oh God, for being my keeper, oh God, today. Thank you for being my strong tower, oh God, this day. Thank you for being my way maker, oh God, on this day. Thank you for being my healer, oh God, on this day. Thank you, oh God, for all that you have done, God, for being a mind regulator, oh God, a heart fixer, oh God, an encourager of your people, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for being a covering, oh God, from sin, God. Thank you for being a protector, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for being a provider, God. Thank you for being a way maker, oh God. Thank you, oh God, this morning. God, we only want to say thank you, God, for you have done so many wonderful things. Thank you for a brand new day that you have made. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in it, God. Bless us, oh God, this morning as we come before your presence, oh God, to exalt your name and to seek your face. Oh God, to glorify you and to lift you up. Thank you, oh God, for another opportunity, another chance to come together in corporate worship and corporate prayer, God, to seek your face, God, to lay aside, oh God, those things that our flesh may desire. And God, I know some of us may have desired more sleep this morning, but God, it's a good thing to offer sacrifices unto you. But when we sacrifice, oh God, when we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, God, I declare, oh God, that you will bless us with a sacrifice of a blessing. God, and not only will the blessing just be, oh God, compared to what we've given, God, but everything that you give back to us, Lord, you give it back to us on a pressed down, shaken together, and running over, God. You do, God, that are exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or seek. And so when we give, God, your word says, or the songwriter says, you give back unto us, Lord. You give it back unto us, and we thank you, God, today, oh God. And so we want to give you our adoration, appreciation, God, our God, greatness, God, that you have blessed us with. We want to return it back unto you this morning in the midst of our prayer, God, to tell you thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for all that you've done. Oh, God, I thank you for saving me, God, years ago, God. I thank you for bringing me out of darkness into your marvelous light, giving me another chance at life, God, when I, oh, God, forsook you, when I turned my back on you, Lord, because you allowed me to be raised in the church. I thank you for keeping me, God, even when I did not want to be kept. I thank you, oh, God, for bringing me out, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I'm no longer the same, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. I thank you, God, that I'm no longer the same. But each and every day, God, you are refining me, God, each and every day. Oh, God, you allow me to be in your presence. Each and every day, God, you allow me to take a closer walk with you, God. Each and every day, God, you are helping me to move forward, God, to forget those things that are behind. Oh, God, and press towards a higher mark, a higher calling, which is in God, in Christ Jesus. I thank you, God, for another chance, God, to lift up hands, God, to surrender to you. I thank you, God, this morning for another chance to sing your goodness and to sing of your mercy. I thank you, God, for another chance, God, to give you a wave offering, God, because if I cannot say a word, I can just wave my hand, God. I thank you, God, because there's so many different ways, oh, God, that we can bless you. But oftentimes we don't take any of the ways. We don't give you honor. We don't give you gratitude. We don't give you thanks. And so, God, I just want to thank you. That's the simplicity of my song, oh, God, the song that you gave me this morning. Lord, I just want to thank you. And as we go through the things that you have done, God, bring all things to our remembrance, Lord, the many great things you have done. I started off, God, telling you thank you for saving me a long time ago, and I got a little caught up, Lord, because if it had not been for you, oh, God, I would not be here today. I could have been consumed, God. I could have given up hope, Lord. I could have committed suicide, God. I could have thrown myself away, Lord. I could be stuck on drugs, oh, God. I could be an alcoholic this morning, God. There's no telling, God, where I would be if you had not been on my side, God. Oh, God, I could be in the greatest hospital, oh, God, or the most beautiful grave site, God. But here I am this morning, standing in the land of the living, God, singing of your goodness, God, declaring your glory, oh, God. Here I am, oh, God, leading people into prayer, God. You have done so many great things for me, God. You have opened so many doors, oh, God. You have been so merciful, God, and you deserve our worship. You deserve our praise. You deserve our thanks, God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for being good, God. Lord, I just want to thank you for being kind, God. Lord, I want to thank you, God, for being so merciful, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you, God, for being a keeper, God. Thank you, God, today for being a way maker, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. And God, we want to thank you for allowing us to make it to day 16 of this fast. God, each and every day, God, it's our desire to draw near to thee. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we can spend the whole time, God, just saying thank you, God. It may end up being repetitive, Lord, but God, we have a thankfulness, God, that's welling up down in our souls, an appreciation, God, for all that you have done. God, we could not have done this on our own. Nothing, God, we can do on our own. But, God, you have ordained our footsteps. Your word says, oh, God, you told, I believe, the prophet Isaiah, that before I formed you, I knew you. I knew you, and I ordained you, God. You told him, God, that his life was not just happenstance, Lord, but that you made him for a purpose, God. You made him for a purpose and a plan, God, and you brought him into his time at the time you needed him, God. Every single person, God, under the sound of my voice, Lord, you made them for a purpose, God. You brought them into this season, this very hour, oh, God, in this time in life, God. Oh, God, you could have had me born, oh, God, years ago. Lord, you could have had me born centuries ago. But, God, I want to thank you that you allow me to live today, because today is the time that you have planned for my life, oh, God, and my life is worth the living. My life is not anything that can be thrown away, God, but you have me here for a purpose. And, God, I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for trusting me to be in this day. Thank you for not letting me, not telling me that my time is done, God. But I have a chance to bless you. I have a chance to be an example of you. I have a chance to lift up your name. I have a chance to magnify you, God. I want to say thank you, God, for the very air that I breathe, God. Paul me, the disciple me, choose me. Oh, God, the songwriter said, God, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth, God. He boasted upon your goodness, boasted upon your kindness, boasted upon your history, God, because your track record is sure, God. Your track record is the same as it was yesterday, but it's the same today, and it'll be the same forevermore. And your track record, God, says that you never fail. Your track record says that you never fall short. God, your track record says that nothing can stop you, God. Your track record says you're in control of everything. Your track record says, oh, God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. Your track record is sure, God. And so when thanks, God, we can't help but to praise you as we think about the many things that you've done. Healed bodies, brought families back together, opened up doors for jobs. Saw a testimony of a young man, God, that he's not a member here, but a young man that we've met before, testifying about how you opened up a door, God, for him to get a job that he didn't even apply for. And it was the exact job that he wanted. God, you're so awesome. And so many of our testimonies are the same. You placed us in places that we didn't think about being in. God, I would have never thought, Lord, that as you brought me over to Virginia, God, that you would have this in store for me. that this life that you had planned for me, that you have ordered for me, God, that you had it all lined up, God, from the trips, oh, God, and from our investigation of the land, God, and our doubt that we were supposed to be here, God. You ordered everything and made everything work together for our good. Losing my security clearance, God, then losing my job, God, everything worked together so that your plan for my life would come to pass. We've had some heartaches, Lord. We've had some hills to climb. We've had some situations that have come in our lives that we did not understand. But, God, they have directed us, and they have brought us to this very point and this very place right now. Help us, God, not to look back, God, and doubt anything that is going on in our lives. God, help us not to look back, God, and fret, oh, God, even the failures that we've made. God, because the failures that we've made, God, has brought us to you. And, God, thank you, God. Sometimes we have to fall short, God, to be able to get back up and focus in on you. God, sometimes we've fallen short, God, and it made our focus and our attention get back to you, God. When we thought that we can do it on our own, God, we realized we could not do it on our own. And because of your grace and your mercy, God, we weren't consumed by our foolishness. Because of your grace and your mercy, we wasn't consumed by our sin. Because of your grace and your mercy, God, we are here today. And, God, that's worth giving you thanks for. Thank you, God, for having mercy on me when I was being a fool. God, thank you, God, for having mercy on my soul, God, when I wasn't thinking about doing what's right and doing the best things. God, thank you, God, when I've allowed my flesh, oh, God, to get the best of me, God. Oh, God, it's fallen short of your glory. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for unmerited favor. Thank you for your love, God, for you love us, oh, God, in spite of our faults. You love us in spite of our sins, God. You love us in spite of our shortcomings, oh, God, but you're there to make us better. You don't leave us in the same state that we've come to you in. But, God, you do all things well. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. You make us infinitely better, Lord. This flesh, oh, God, there is no good thing in this flesh. Oh, God, but when your spirit decides to dwell in this flesh, God, when we make our temples clean, Lord, and make it a place where your spirit can dwell, oh, God, there's nothing that shall be able to separate us from your love. There's nothing, oh, God, that can stop us, Lord, from moving forward, God. There's nothing that can stop us from winning the battle, from being victorious, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be an instrument of praise with a clapping of hands, God, or with praising you with my lips, or even giving you a wave offering, as I said, or dancing before you. God, thank you for giving me an opportunity to appreciate your greatness and to appreciate your love. Hallelujah. God, thank you for a mind to understand that you are the one that's in control. Many, God, are walking around, oh, God, and don't understand that you are in control, that you are under, that they are under your grace and your mercy. God, they take your grace and your mercy for granted, Lord, but don't let me take it for granted, Lord. Let me appreciate your greatness. Let me appreciate your love. Let me appreciate your mercy every single day. God, we could be in a hospital somewhere. We could be bedridden somewhere. God, we could be on the streets, but God, you blessed us. God, we may not have all of the finances we want. We may not have the job that we want. Our bodies may not be in the best health that we want, but God, we thank you and appreciate you for what we have. Help us, oh God, today to have an appreciation for the many things that you have done. My prayer for these people that are online today, and for those that are under the sound of my voice that may hear this recording on another day, God, I want them to understand the breadth and the length and the width and the height and the depth of your love. My prayer, God, earnestly, oh God, is that they may know you intimately, Lord. Know you, oh God, in the pardon of their sins. Know you, God, in the intimacy of having a relationship with you. God, knowing you enough, oh God, that they take time to pray. oh God, and walk with you and talk with you, God, each and every day. My desire for them is them not to just pass the time, oh God, going through their day, but they have a purpose and a plan, oh God, focused on making you the most important thing every single day, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is a daily journey, God. And my prayer, God, is not only that they may know you more intimately, oh God, in the vast ranges of the breadth, length, and depth, and height, oh God, and width of your love, God, but God, that we may grow stronger in you in the mighty name of Jesus. This fast, God, is just not a 40 days to say I went through the time, I was obedient to my pastor, or I was obedient to participating in this, but God, I want them to go higher, God. I want them to come out stronger, Lord. I want them to come out more anointed, Lord. I want them to come out with a closer relationship with you. God, my prayers, oh God, this day, God, as Paul often prayed for the people, oh God, that he wrote to, oh God, is that they may know you more intimately, God. It's too much, it's too often, God, we just waste the days, God. We waste the time, oh God. We waste opportunities, God. But God, I want it to be that we are so anointed that we don't miss an opportunity to witness to someone, God. We don't miss an opportunity, God, to tell you thank you, God. We don't miss an opportunity, God, to go higher, oh God, for in you, God, whether it's spiritually, oh God, or in our career fields, God, or in our relationships, Lord. I don't want us to miss the mark, oh God, in any area of our lives. And you care about every area of our lives. You don't want us to just prosper, oh God, spiritually, but God, you said, I want you to prosper and be in good health even as your soul does prosper. God, you think about the entire or total man. All of us is important to you, God. Our well-being is important to you, Lord. Our children, God, are important to you. Our jobs, our finances, our health, God, our thoughts, oh God, our ways, God, it's all important to you. So God, my prayer this morning, not only thanking you, Lord, but that we will comprehend how great you are. Appreciate your love, appreciate your kindness, appreciate, God, your faithfulness, that we may take on your traits. Oh, God, help us, God, today to not take time off from you, not take time off from ministry, God, but to take time away from those things that don't do us any good. Help us to put you first, God, in every area of life, Lord. Help us to make you the most important thing. Because, God, when you're the most important thing, you said when we seek you first and your righteousness, God, then you add all these things, God. We don't have to ask for anything, Lord, because it will be in your will. And, God, there's no good thing that you would withhold from your people. You gave your son for us, Lord. You allowed him to die on Calvary for us, Lord. You allowed him to pay the price for us, God. You allowed him to bore the world, the sins of the world on his shoulders for us, God. You won't withhold any good thing, Lord, for those that wait upon you, God, those that bless you, God, those that put you first, God. There's nothing that you will withhold from your people. So, God, help us to know you. Hallelujah. That's my prayer. That's my pleas, God, this morning. So these your people. This is what you've given me, or you're giving me right now, Lord, is that we may know you, Lord. Hallelujah. Intimately, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, know you in the power of your resurrection. Know you in the fellowship of your suffering, to be made conformable, to be shaped like you, God, shaped unto death, Lord. Meaning, God, this life, God, as it slips away each and every day, Lord, that I do not just rely upon this life, but that I prepare myself to enter into glory, God, because this old flesh, every single day, is waxing more and more weaker, Lord. It's decaying. It's fading away. But I want my spirit, man, to grow stronger, Lord, that I may be prepared to enter into your grace, enter into eternity, God. And I just don't want to enter in with no crowns, Lord. But, God, I want my crowns. So, God, help me to be about my Father's business. I pray that the people of God will be about my Father's business, God, today. Oh, God, making sure you're pleased with what we do, making sure that you're pleased with what we say, making sure you're pleased with where we go. God, our purpose and our plan, I mean, our purpose to be in this world, God, is to give your name glory and to give your name praise. So we thank you, God. I go back to it again, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us, even in the midst of our foolishness, even in our midst of our carelessness, even in the midst of our being nonchalant. Help us, God, today to appreciate you. Thank you, hallelujah, for being so good, for being so kind, for being so merciful. And so, God, as we continue in our 40-day fast, and as we continue in this pilgrimage to Pentecost, God, my petition is that you take the people higher. Let us come out of this time more anointed, more effective in ministry, God, more effective in our relationships, more effective in what we have. And so, God, I need you to work with us. Be patient with us. Don't consume us when we fall short. God, don't turn your back on us, God, when we go the wrong way. We walking in you, God. Give us the direction that we need. Give us the strength that we need. Give us the focus that we need, that we can move forward. We understand that we may walk through some valleys of shadows of death, and God, we go through many different trials and tribulations. But your word tells us, God, that you'll never leave us. You'll be with us. You'll prepare a place of victory, a place of overcoming, a banquet in the presence of our enemies. Those are the things that you do, God. You anoint our heads with oil, God, so that the things that come to infect us, the things that come to harass us, those things that come to try to destroy us, God, they can't do it because we are under your anointing. Hallelujah. We're under your covering. Hallelujah. We're under your protection, God. Those are the things that you do, God, each and every day. You do so many wonderful things. God, that car that was meant to hit us, God, it was pushed by, God, because you do many great things that we don't see, God. When our heart beats off beat, God, or it takes a skip, God, we don't even see it, God, because you get it back in order, God, that we never miss a beat, Lord. We never miss a hop, whatever it may be, God. You do those many wonderful things, God. When the devil had it so that we would be fired on this day, God, you said not so, Lord, and you made a way, God. You do things that we don't even know about each and every single day. Minutes and seconds, God, you have them all under control. And in my sanctified mind right now, I can just see you looking at the timeline of everyone that's yours and even everyone that's not yours, God. And you can see the path that they take, God. You see it as a board piece or as a puzzle, God, and it's right before your very eyes. And when you see danger, God, you adjust. You are the adjustment bureau. One of the movies, God, I've looked at before. You're in control of everything, and I thank you, Lord, for being in control. And so, God, we want more of your spirit. We can't make it without you, Lord. Our petitions, God, this morning are the 11 petitions. God, we're not asking for anything else, but our petitions this morning are the 11 petitions that we're praying for in the Church of God in Christ during this pilgrimage to Pentecost. And then we'll work on the scriptures, God, that Lady McCowan generated for us for our 40-day fast. But our first petition, God, is that we may be filled with your spirit. Lord, there's nothing we can do without you. And so, God, we ask that you, we want to make our temples prepared for your filling, Lord. So clean us out, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, of everything that's unlike you. Cast everything that's out of you, that's out of us, oh God, that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of our minds. Cast him out of our wills. Cast him out of our way, God. Cast him out of our actions.
Oh, God, cast them out of our walk. Cast them out of our talk. Oh, God, we plead the blood. I have to skip down to plead the blood first, God, because it's your blood that washes us. It's your blood that cleanses us. It's your blood that makes us whole. And so I plead the blood, God, that our bodies, oh, God, will be a temple that you'll deem worthy to be able to inhabit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And how we make our temples inhabitable, God, is that we turn away from sin, God, and we give unto you, or we offer unto you a sacrifice of praises, Lord, because when praises up, blessings come down, God, and you inhabit the praises of your people. Wash us, God, today in your blood that heals, your blood that renews, your blood that refreshes, your blood that makes whole, your blood that purifies, oh, God, your blood that makes us whiter than snow. God, cover us and saturate us, Lord, in the blood. So that our sin won't be seen. Our scarlet sin, God, won't detest you or make you look away. God, because we need your glory. We need you to keep your eye on us. Hallelujah. God, I need you, God, every single day. So wash us, God, from the very crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Cleanse our thoughts. Cleanse our eyes, cleanse our ears, Lord, cleanse our mouths, cleanse our heart, Lord, wash our hands, God, wash our feet, God, cleanse everything that's unlike you from the journeys we've taken to the thoughts we've had to the places that we've touched. God, wash us of all unrighteousness, Lord, so that you can fill us with your spirit. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is fullness of joy. God, there is life evermore. Where your Spirit is, Lord, oh, God, is your presence, is your power, God, that you have for your people. And I just don't want one of us to be anointed. I don't want just a couple of us to be anointed. But, God, I want your Spirit to fall afresh on everyone in the house. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, everyone across this nation, God, because when we are filled with your power, God, you do supernatural things. God, you've done it before, God, on the day of Pentecost. Oh, God, when they were with one accord and with one mind, God, your Spirit fell afresh on them in that upper room. Oh, God, they became witnesses, God, for you. Witnesses, oh, God, boldly declaring your word, God, and declaring of your promises, God. And men by the thousands, women by the thousands, God, were saved, oh, God, on various different occasions, God. That all occurred because your Spirit, God, fell upon your people. Let us desire the good things, God. Good things. And all good things come from you. And the best thing that we can desire, God, is to be filled with your Spirit. So, Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our minds. Uproot everything that's unlike you. Uproot everything that does not agree with you. Uproot everything that's disobedient to you. Drive out the carnality. Drive out flesh. Drive out the love of the flesh. Drive out the lust of the flesh, God. Drive out those things that are unlike you and have your way. We surrender to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And when we surrender, God, that means your Spirit, the Holy Ghost, can have his way in our hearts and in our minds and take us to that place, God, that I'm asking you to take us to. Take us higher, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Higher anointing, God. A closer walk with thee. And thy Spirit is what's going to do that, to draw us near to thee. God, let a revival spring forth, God, in the midst of our services, Lord. We don't need just a revival to come on the day of Pentecost on May 15th. My petitions, God, that I put before you, God, is that I want you to allow your Spirit to fall upon us each and every time that we come to service, each and every time that the doors of the church are open. But God, for that to happen, God, we have to come with anticipation for you to move. God, take away the spirit of lackadaisicalness, God, a lack spirit, God, that does not have the desire to bless you, to earnestly seek you, God. That means we must prepare ourselves to enter into the house. If I want to enter in with thanksgiving and enter in with praise, I must come prepared to do that, God. Give us the mindset. Help us to have the mindset to prepare ourselves to enter into your house for worship. That means, God, that we must take time to praise you throughout the day. That means we must take time to pray to you throughout the day. We must allow your spirit to have its way throughout the day. And then when we come in, God, we'll come in anticipating your move. We'll come in anticipating, God, your power falling fresh on us. We'll come in ready for it to happen, God, because we have an earnest anticipation. Paul said the flesh is earnestly anticipating the Lord's return because our flesh is steadily dying each day. So our bodies in the earth moans, God, and groans for your reappearing because no longer will death have its way, but we'll have life and life forevermore. Make it be our yearning and our groanings and our yearnings, God, to make your name glorious, that spirit may come and abide with us and dwell with us and inhabit our praises. Let there be a yearning, a thirst, God, that cannot be quenched by the world, but only to be satisfied by you. God, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Prepare me, God, to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. Prepare your people, God, to come ready to magnify you today. Spirit of revival, Lord, let us be a short wick, Lord. Don't take much for us to give thanks, for us to go all in. Oh, God, that's what I talked about on Sunday, Lord. Give us a mindset to persevere and to go all in for you. And when we go all in, Lord, a spirit of revival will break out. When we go all in every single time thinking that this may be my last time, because tomorrow is not promised, Lord. Tomorrow is not a given. This may be my last time, and if this is going to be my last time, God, I want to praise you like I've never praised you before. Let a spirit of revival break forth in your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill us with your love, Lord. Fill us with your love. Your love, love conquers many things, conquers everything, Lord. Oh, God, love, oh, God, does so many wonderful things. It's not easily provoked, it's not puffed up, it does not think of its own self, but love, God, submits, love gives, love cherishes, love is patient, love is kind. God, we need your love today, your love to wax strong in us. Your love, God, to overwhelm us, oh, God, and put our hearts and our minds under subjection, God, that we may not allow the flesh to get the best of us, but that we'll always put our best foot forward, and our best foot that we can put forward is the love of God. Loving those that hate us, loving those that despise us, loving those that do us wrong. Love us, love those that don't do what we ask them to do. God, love. God, help us to love. Love, love, suffers long and is kind. Let the love of God, let it wax strong in us on this day. Let it grow in us, oh God, on this day. That again, that after this time has passed, God, our lives are programmed so that we can continue moving forward and then going higher in you. God, we need your love, God, today. A spirit of humility, Lord, let it fall afresh on us, that we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, but to think soberly. You blessed us with the measure of faith. You blessed us with everything that we have. There's nothing that we've been able to accomplish, nothing that we've been able to do that we can say that we have done it on our own. The only thing that we've done on our own is fallen short of your glory. But God, all good things come from you. Give us the spirit of humility, God. Humble us before you, God. Lowering ourselves, oh God, esteeming ourselves and esteeming others more highly than we esteem ourselves. so that we may not look on our own things, but every man may also look on the things of others. Ah, put others first before ourselves. Help us to be humble before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for any inner healing, Lord. Many have been afflicted. Many have been wounded, Lord. And in our wounds, Lord, we make mistakes like turning our backs on you. In the hurts that we receive, God, we take it out on you instead of taking it out on the world. We turn our backs. We think that, oh God, doing things on our own will help us get ourselves back together. But, God, anytime we're disconnected from you, God, we are in a pathway for death. So, God, send the healing that we need. Get our minds straight again, God, that we may look to you, God, for everything. That we may make you the most important thing in every area of our lives, God, that when we are hurt or when we are torn or when we are frustrated, God, we go to you. We go to the rock. We don't turn away from the rock. We don't turn away from the church, but that we go to you. And then help us to make this a place, God, of love, a place of healing, a place of hope, a place of deliverance, God. Help us to leave the flesh at the door, God, outside of the walls of this sanctuary, God. Help us to leave the carnality somewhere else. But, God, when we come into this place, Lord, let it be a place of healing, a place of deliverance, God, a place of joy. And then, God, help us to make our temples, God, the same way, because the temple here, God, should be the same way that our bodily temple should be the same as this local temple here. So that when people come to us, they're not coming to a place of barrenness. They're not coming to a place of carnality. They're not coming to a place of worldliness. They're coming to a place that's sanctified, that they can receive the healing, that they can receive the words of encouragement, that they can receive the words of hope, God. Let us be instruments for you. Make us into instruments of praise, oh God, temples, oh God, that your spirit dwells in, that we can be effective in ministry, God, at the church, outside the church. Help us, oh God, today. And touch us and bless us, oh God, this day. There's other petitions, God, that are not coming to my mind right now, Lord, but you know those petitions. Each and every one of them, God. We want your love to wax strong in us. Spirit of reconciliation, thank you, Holy Ghost. Being able to reconcile differences, Lord. A spirit to go after those that even hurt us and turn their backs on us, God. To reconcile relationships, reconcile friendships, Lord. Because our purpose, God, is to draw people into you. Witnesses, God, you called us to be lights in a dark world. And God, if we're not willing to forgive, if we're not willing to repent, if we're not willing to reconcile, then God, we miss the mark. We miss our purpose. We miss the plan that you have for our lives. And God, we don't want to fall short, Lord. So God, give us the spirit of reconciliation. Give us the mind to be willing to forgive those that trespass against us. Help us to repent of our sins, God, those things that we've done, God, so that our relationship with you can be right. That's why we ask that you wash us in the blood. That's why we ask, oh, God, that you forgive us of all the sins, because we need your spirit, God. And as long as your spirit comes, oh, God, and your spirit has its way in our lives, God, then, God, there's nothing. We won't allow flesh to get the best of us. We'll be humble, submitting ourselves to you. We'll have a spirit to love like you love. We'll have the spirit to allow reconciliation to be manifested in our lives and in our relationships and what we go and where we go. And, God, then we allow of the spirit to have its way, and a revival breaks forth in the midst of us. Have your way, God, and bless us on this day. I thank you for this time of prayer. I thank you for allowing us to come together. I thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now that has come in and joined us in prayer this morning. I need to call on the name of the lady. I believe her name is Barton. Received a prayer request, God. And I forgot those prayer requests that I have, so I need to make this real quick, Lord. God, Miss Barton, God, Dr. Willie Juanita Moss has asked for prayer for her, Lord. She put it out yesterday for us to begin praying for this young lady who needs healing, Lord. Brenda Barton, I believe. God, touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that you are a healer, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that you can heal from every wound, every sickness, every disease. God, there's nothing that's too hard for you. So we plead the blood over her life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will heal and drive out the ailment right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let your blood cover, let your blood wash, and let your blood make whole right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we pray for Mrs. Oriana, God, who had to be taken back to the hospital, Lord, but we still believe that you're able to do things that blow our minds, Lord. So heal in her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you may get the glory. We pray for Pastor Edward Reed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would touch his body right now, God, and drive out his ailment, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Miracles, signs, and wonders you're able to perform, Lord. I speak healing over my bishop's life, God, my pastor's life. Bishop Ted Thomas, God, I spoke with him yesterday, and he had a little ailment going on. But, God, we thank you that your blood healed, oh, God, today. And so I plead that you cover him with your blood from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet and drive out all the ailments, God, that may be afflicting his body and make him strong, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that he may be able to stand, God, and be the witness that you need for him to be. Cover him with your blood, oh God, and send your healing right now. And then everyone under the sound of my voice, God, I pray that you grant them victory on this day. God, anoint them for victory, oh God, this day. Prepare them for victory, oh God, on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life, Lord. I speak victory, God. I speak blessings, God. I speak it. I declare it over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Call on the name of your lady, your Linda McCowan. I can't go without calling the saint's name this day. Oh, God, Sister Diamond Star, healing over my daughter's body, God. You know the ailments, God, that's afflicting her, God. Put that shoulder back in place, God. Put them ligaments back in place, Lord. Send healing her way right now. I speak it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, for Eric McCowan and Crystal McCowan, Lord. Aaron McCowan, God. Mother McCowan, Lord. Missionary Howard, Lord. I pray for, God, Sister Valerie Miller, God, and Brother Victor Merriweather, God. I pray for the saints at Praise Center, Lord. I pray for the Davis family, God, the young girl family who killed herself, committed suicide on Sunday, God. I thank you, God, that you have protected my children, Lord. Thank you, God. I don't take it for granted, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to train them up in the church, Lord. Thank you, God, for allowing me to keep giving them the word, Lord. Let us not fail in our duties, God, to train up our children in the way that they should go, Lord, that we may protect them from the enemy, Lord. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. God, help us to speak light into them. God, let your blood cover them even now, Lord. And so we pray for that family, Lord. Comfort for that family. Peace for that family, God. For the Gibson family, God. Peace and comfort during that time of bereavement as well, Lord. Thank you for allowing my daughter, Crystal, God, to be a witness, God, to those that are at school. God, continue to give her the boldness, oh, God, and the words that she needs to encourage, God, and even the words that she needs to correct, Lord. Let her not do anything out of her flesh, God, but give her direction, give her guidance, God, on how to encourage those that are mourning the loss of that young girl today and help lead them to know you in the pardon of their sins. And then take us throughout our day safely today. As again, I declare victory, I declare favor, I declare blessings over the lives of your people on this day. Bless Lady McCowan as she prepares for coffee break. Give her the words of life to encourage the women of God that tune in and to the men as well that tune in. And then bring us back here later on tonight for our prayer, praise, and study. That we'll enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We'll come into your courts with praise, not to pass the time, God, but to come in and magnify and bless your name and to learn more of you. Bless us this day. We bless your name now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for taking time out this morning to join us.